B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
From the moment Mac Jones stepped in there this summer, he looked like he was a guy ready to take over. He led 8 preseason drives this summer. 8. Every one resulted in either a field goal or a touchdown. There was not a single drive this preseason that he initiated that they didn't score on. He impressed coaches with their accuracy. Spoke to one head coach last week who told me that he thought that Mac Jones could be and would be a Pro Bowl quarterback in this league for 10 years. And I'll be honest, I fully thought that he was going to wind up as the starting quarterback on opening day. What I didn't expect was that the Patriots today would release Cam Newton. But what that tells you is they are so sure of Mac Jones that they felt like it would be unfair to have Cam on the roster. They've got Brian Hoyer, a capable backup there in reserve. And so rather than put Cam in a position that might be a little bit awkward, they thanked him and said, we are ready to go with the youngster. The new Patriot era begins now.
Continue with reaction and analysis from today's big news. That's Adam Schefter on ESPN. Patriots decided to give this one to Jim McBride of the Globe, so congratulations to him. He had the breaker on that one. It was a big one. It does make you go back, though, and think. I do not think that Bill was told to do this at the last minute. Arcan, I love the take, and you could be right. Who knows? It's just not what I think. I do think Bill arrived at this at some point in the last couple of weeks, though. And that does lead me to go back and say, why did he handle it the way he handled it the last couple of weeks, then? Why not do this a couple of weeks ago? Why not at least have the reps reflect it? You know, Cam Newton came back from the COVID thing, was immediately back with the ones. He started the third preseason game. I think there was some sort of put on there on the part of Belichick. I think by then he probably knew. So why? Why didn't he handle it differently? Why didn't he do it then? And I'm curious. You know, I do think
when you say do it then, you mean release him?
Yeah, well, if not release Newton, then at least start Mac Jones that third preseason game. You know, treat him like the starter. Or that Thursday practice when Newton came back from the COVID thing, he was once again with the ones. And Mac Jones got time with the ones too, but Newton still went first. You know, it still looked the way it had looked in camp. Why didn't Bill give Jones more of a look with the first offensive line and the first receivers and all of this? Why didn't he do it then? And I think there was some method to the madness. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. But some sort of mind game or some sort of something that Bill was doing. Unless Christian's right. He had planned all along to stick with Cam Newton. And at the very last minute here, the owner stepped in or he got talked out of it by his staff and decided just to cut the cord, which I guess is possible. So
maybe it relates to, you know, out of respect for Newton again. And when I say that, I mean, you know, and I'm talking about changing the reps now.
I mean, isn't that a waste of time, though? Like, I mean, why not get the rookie all the looks he can possibly get?
Maybe. I mean, didn't he basically do that anyway, though?
He did it with backups, though. You know, I mean, Mac Jones played a crap ton in this third preseason game, but he played with guys he's not going
to
play with.
Well, so listen, I'm just trying to think it out, right? I understand what you're saying, but in his mind, maybe Bill had seen enough by then.
So for you, Christian, this is evidence that Bill was going to stick with Cam Newton and he got overruled.
Yeah, it is. I think, well, evidence. I mean, you know, evidence the way we have evidence of anything else.
Circumstantial evidence.
I would say that, I think that it came down to Newton last week. You know, if this had all happened last week and the idea that you're trying to help Cam out by cutting him, what, right before all the teams close off their rosters, I don't see really how that helps him. I think if you cut him earlier, that would have helped him. But in terms of, you know, Cam and what they thought about him, if this was going to happen and they decided this is too much, we can't deal with the COVID thing, or he's just not a good enough player, I can't imagine why they would keep him around an extra week and also let him start that third preseason game. Wouldn't that be a good time to start the Mac Jones experience?
Yes.
Like, why would you wait another week?
This is my point. What was Bill up to with that? It's certainly the last week. He might have had it in his mind before that. But certainly that last week, the high five hurled around the world, Maz. Was that the moment where Bill said, okay, this is my guy? But he carried on the Cam Newton thing for another week. Why? Why? And I don't have the answer to that.
Because he still wanted him.
Okay. Christian says because he still wanted him. And he just got overruled at the last by the owner or talked out of it by his offensive coordinator, and that's what happened. I think Bill still, for some reason, wanted to play the game or something. Something where he, you know.
Well, how many guys get cut before the end of camp? Like the mandatory cut down. Like, aren't the guys who get cut generally hacks?
Yeah.
Right? So if you cut Newton like this, I'm asking, okay, again, because you know the protocols better than I do. If you cut Newton with a week to go in camp, doesn't that make Newton look like a hack?
Yeah, but he looks like a hack today, I think. I don't know. Could it be just Bill wanted to put off the coronation?
Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out either.
You know, I'm going to bring you along at my pace, and my pace does not include everyone blowing smoke up your ass for the final week of training camp because you're now the anointed starter.
Yes.
I'm going to wait till everyone, all the media clears out of here, and where the media responsibilities are less. We'll get through the Monday radio interviews that we have to do. I don't know, like all of that. Like, let's just get through all of that. And going into the regular season, when we close off the locker room and most of our practices, and you know, there's Labor Day and all that, that's when I'll anoint you because I don't want the spotlight on you that hot for those. Maybe, I don't know, I think he's overplaying that if that's why he did it. But they're don't tell me Bill came up with this morning.
No, no way.
So he had, unless the owner ordered him to, like Christian says. Love that take. Jones, is Jones in tonight?
Nope.
Oh, he's probably somewhere pissed. Like my disciple, my evil disciple just took my shtick.
Is he on tomorrow morning again?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You're his partner.
What am I, his babysitter over here? I don't know what he's on. I'm just glad I don't have to see him.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. What'd you say?
Jones will be on the morning show tomorrow,
okay.
6 a.m.
He's pissed that Arcan stole his thunder. Back to your phones here for the final hour. Your reaction, John and Sharon. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. The deal, the switch had to be done. Now we're going to see how good Mac Jones is against first-string defenses and a veteran that they could bring in, Nick Mullins. I know Belichick likes him. I don't know what you guys think. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, fine with me. Someone who's played in the league. You know, someone who has some starting experience I would like. That's why Stidham just doesn't do much for me. But Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, he's signed, he's in Jacksonville, right? But whoever, Nick Foles is still sitting there. Is he the third guy in Chicago?
Didn't they buy him out or something? Didn't they come to some sort of, in the last couple of days, he basically get released?
I should know that. I don't know where the guy is.
I'll double check that, but I think Nick Foles is now out there.
Okay. Nick Foles.
He's still on the Bears.
No, he's still on the Bears. Okay. They're replaying a preseason game here. I just saw him standing on the sideline. So, yeah. But Nick Foles is there. I just called up a story here. Bears fans are not happy about Nick Foles holding the team hostage in a potential trade. It's not breaking news that the Bears are looking to shop quarterback Nick Foles, especially with the first round of roster cuts looming. But Albert Breer's new report suggests that Foles somehow has a say in a potential trade destination, and it certainly caught everyone's eye. Breer apparently wrote that the Bears will listen on Nick Foles, but I've also long gotten the sense they aren't going to send him somewhere he doesn't want to go. So, like, he's got some sort of say in where he goes, or I don't know. So, but, I mean, that's a guy. And if Nick Foles would come in here with big swinging dick with, you know, big Nick Foles, like, I'm the guy, I'm the Super Bowl winner, I'm not going to accept a backup role, then that's no good.
BDN.
You know, you need a guy that could start, has started, but understands his role, that he might be a backup and on call and, you know, still a good chance you're going to play. There's a good chance the backup here is going to play because rookies tend to get hurt, especially undersized guys who don't move very well like Mac Jones. So you better get a backup here who you feel comfortable with. And that I still think is unfinished business here. Matt's in the car. Go ahead, Matt, on Stephon Gilmore. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I understand why everybody's so excited about what happened with Jones and the other guy they cut.
Yeah.
But I think at least for this year, in the long term, I think it's much more important, this news about Gilmore and the fact she's not going to play it for 7 games.
Okay, I'll just stop you there, Matt. The Gilmore stuff is bad news. And I'm not confident he's going to give you a good half year when he comes back. I think he will come back. I think he's going to collect his $7 million. And he should be incentivized to put a good half season on tape going into free agency. But I don't know. Guys that miss training camp and then half the year after missing most of last year, now he's like 2 years without really playing, investing in a full season. Like at 32 years old or whatever, I don't like your chances. I think it's another lost season with Stephon Gilmore.
I don't buy for a second that this is related to his physical health. I don't buy that for a second. And again, Ian Rappaport apparently tweeted earlier in the day that, you know, he's still not right and that I expect him to be right by week three or four. I don't believe that for a second.
Me neither. Steven, I know, I think he's healthy to go right now. But I think what happens is you miss training camp, you miss all this time, you come back, you pull a muscle. Or you're not up to speed. I mean, the season, the train will have left the station by the time he's ready to come back, week 7, 8, 9, 10, something like that. And so then to get up to game speed, now we're at week 11, week 12. And are you fully in condition and shape to stay in shape and not get hurt again? And I don't know. I think the whole thing's, I think they're porked with Stephon Gilmore. I think that's over. Steven Taunton, go.
Hey, Mike, you know, I think you're right when you said that was probably the decision after the Giants game, because somebody asked Bill a question in terms of his practice on Thursday and against the Giants on Monday. And he talked about opportunities and situations Joe and I talked about that was good for the football team. So in that game, Mac Jones got sacked four times, and each time he got right back up. And I think that I think Bill was confident, like, okay, this guy can handle, you know, situations, even if they throw different things at him. And that's because Joe Judge turned it up a notch.
Okay,
a little.
And it may have come in those, I think it came in those joint practices before we got to the game. If I had to guess, Bill's mind was made up before the game. Because after the game, he wouldn't answer the question about a starting quarterback. And if he had a clear one and it was all done and there's cast in stone, he would have said it. Or, you know, he knew what he was doing right then and there. Game was Sunday night. Cutdown day was Monday. I'm sorry, Tuesday. And he already had in his mind, Newton's gone on Tuesday. That's just what I, so he had, whatever Mac Jones had shown him, he had already shown him it even before that game. We continue with the reaction. Cam Newton out. Mac Jones named again through the reports. So whatever leaking was going on there down at Gillette. And that's significant. It's not just that we're releasing Cam Newton. It's no, we're releasing Cam Newton and Mac Jones is the starter. And not that Brian Hoyer would be named the starter or anything, but it was a piece. And so that's the big news. Stephon Gilmore will be lost for at least the first month and a half of the season, if not longer. They've decided to go, if you can believe this, with the rookie kicker who was all over the place this preseason. Who the hell knows where that ball's going when that guy lines up? Big leg, but wow. Not the most accurate guy in the world. He made the team. Unbelievable.
Stunning, really. I mean, think about it. The guys who are going to be responsible probably for the most scoring on the team are both rookies. Both.
All right. So those are the big news items. Your reaction to them right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Maz.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Mike, how do you think this move is going to go over in this locker room?
I think it's going to go over very well because Cam has his supporters, no question about it. I think everybody who watched this competition, and again, I kept telling people it was a competition, who watched this competition play out, understood that the rookie has a chance to be something here. And when you go to the guys in the locker room, yeah, there are friendships and relationships with Cam, but you know what they want to do most? They want to win. And I think they saw the guy right now who gives them the best chance to win just so happens to be the rookie from Alabama. I think you look at some of the things that he's done, Tom and Will, in terms of his leadership, in terms of his command of the huddle. I mean, so many players have sort of gone out of their way to compliment him on that. And I'll just take you back to a snapshot. Wednesday, joint practice with the Giants. Again, no fighting. There's not supposed to be any fighting, but they're doing one-on-one drills between the offensive line and the defensive line. And there ends up being a scrum. Everybody's piled into it. The coaches make both sides run laps. And Mac Jones, who was not participating in offensive line drills, went and took a lap with his offensive line. I just think it speaks sort of volumes about who the kid is and understanding the moment, understanding what needs to be done from a leadership perspective, from that position's perspective, and I think he's done everything. He's checked every box this summer.
Mike Giardi on the situation. You know what I'd be curious to know? Maybe we can get one of our gambling experts on this. Has the line moved for week one?
Oh, great question.
There were 3.5 when we had Joe Murray on yesterday. He said 3.5. Has there been any movement in any direction?
Well, I'll text Joe and see if we can get an answer here in the next little bit.
Should there be?
Yeah.
Are the chances better or worse with Mac Jones?
Better. Yeah, it should move. And not a ton. I'm not telling you it's like goes to 6.
Goes to 4.
Okay, yeah. Half a point. Something like that. I mean, yes, I think they are a better team with Mac Jones on the field. I think that that has been apparent here in the preseason. Newton is effectively the same player. He's improved. I said that over and over again. He looked better. But the bottom line is the offense ran better and looked more like a Patriots offense with Mac Jones on the field.
Yes, Jimmy?
Vinny, our television producer, says Patriots are now favored by 2.5.
It's gone the other way.
It was 3 yesterday.
It's 3.5 yesterday.
So maybe that means money came in on the Patriots, though, right? Like, you know, my point. Oh, no, not this early, I guess,
just
right?
Just the opposite, yeah. Just the opposite. No, yesterday, Joe Murray said the Pats were minus 3.5. I don't know. We're all getting it from different places, probably. But Joe Murray would be the guy to ask. Yesterday, it was 3.5. Joe, what's it today? Let's get the text machine going to him. Back to the phones. Here's Nick in Beverly. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? First-time caller here. You guys need to stop talking about Cam Newton and start talking about Mac Jones. He has a lot of similarities to some of the best QBs out there, like Brady, Manning, Breeze. He gets rid of the ball quick, and he thinks with his mind, and he wins the play at the snap. And that's what you need to be successful in the NFL. And I think that it's going to be all okay. They're going to play really well. And for you gambling people, the line, that means that the Dolphins, a lot of money came on the Dolphins.
No, I know what that means, Nick. And so what we're going to – you want us not to talk about Cam Newton. You want us to sit here and compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. Wrong show. Sorry, right. Thank you. Please. See him throw a regular season pass first. Dave and Lowell. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, okay,
David. Okay, you can call us back. You obviously know the number. John in Medfield. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, first time, long time here. And honestly, I think this Mac Jones competition should have been obvious from the beginning. You come in with a guy whose floor is as good as a veteran ceiling. I don't know why there's such surprise here. I mean, from the bat, you have a guy that this last week had as good stats as Cam Newton, the veteran, who's supposed to be the guy. And you guys have been preaching this for weeks, and it kind of, you know, ticks me off a little bit. I think this should have been seen from a while away. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Sure. I mean, the surprise comes in the way Bill was repping him. Bill was repping him like a starter. I mean, Cam Newton ran on the field for preseason game 3, and Scott Zolak says that's it. No more questions about who the starter is. You don't start a guy 3 preseason games in a row and then go to the other guy to start the regular season. That's just not done that way. This is over. So, I mean, I don't know what you want. That's usually how it's done. I mean, Bill is the iconoclast. He does things differently, and he did it again today. So good for him, I suppose, but no, he made it look like the other guy was going to start.
Yeah, and if you're a little irritated by it, good. this is one of those calls that's like, how did you guys not see it? Look, Bill did a good job hiding it. Who said this, like, definitively, Bill's hiding it, this is what's going to happen? I mean, I suppose there's a whack job out there who believed that, but the fact of the matter is he started Newton every game. He continued to rep him as a starter. He hit it. He hit it. Your question to me is a better question. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why did he do it the way he did it?
If it was clear from the start, why did he not give more work to Mac Jones with the starting offensive line and starting receivers? It was so obvious. Shouldn't you have been doing more to get the kid ready?
Yeah, so look, Bill will talk tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I was just looking at the schedule. Maybe we'll get some hint of some answers. So, Jimmy, I tend to agree with you, but I'll tell you what. I'm expecting him to at least say something positive about Cam Newton. Like, I would, you know, I don't think he's just going to gloss over it and say nothing about Cam. So, it wouldn't surprise me if he gave us a little tomorrow, a little.
Tom and Quincy, hi.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, as a guy that never wanted Newton ever, even from the get-go, and when they brought him back, I didn't understand that move at all. I couldn't be happier if they got Mac Jones here. I hear a lot of guys calling in about the possible backups and this and that. I'm not concerned about the backups necessarily. I'm concerned about, did Gunnar save his job today because he can play special teams? Because they cut Wilkerson and Zuba. So Gunnar's back. That's all I was curious about beyond the Newton.
Yeah, Gunnar's back, and the receivers kind of blow. So what receivers made the team? Is Slater like the fifth receiver, Christian?
Sure.
I mean, do they have a fifth receiver, or is it only four? Counting or not counting Slater, does anyone know?
I haven't seen like any sort of definitive tweet on what their roster is or like key pieces.
Really?
No, but again, I've only been following it on Twitter. I didn't go to like the news sites.
There are 14 teams right now who have not announced their roster cuts. 14.
Is that right?
Yep.
And the Pats aren't one of them.
That's correct.
So we don't know about whether Hoyer was cut or not. We don't know about Gunnar. I mean, you a pretty good gauge is who was at practice and not at practice today, because they did practice today at 2 o'clock, and Hoyer wasn't there. So I guess we're still waiting on that one. We've got Bob in Buckland. Hi, Bob in Buckland.
Hi, Mike. Hey, my thoughts are McDaniel's really pushed for Mac. He said, this is my guy to Bill. He said, told Bill that, you know, you're probably going to be out of here in the next couple of years. I want to keep this guy.
Oh, that'll work. Telling Bill he's out of here in the next couple of years, give me what I want. Yeah, that goes over well with Bill.
Yeah, I don't think that the McDaniels push for him, though, came like last night. And honestly, I think McDaniels might have been in on it. Do you remember the comment a couple of weeks ago? Like, you know, Cam's a starter for now.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, he never said for now, but I know the comment you're talking about.
He said right now. Right now.
He said right. See, it's something very close to that, yes.
Yes, so it was right now. And, I don't know. I
think he said now. I think Cam's a starter now or something like that. It was for all intents and purposes, he said the for now
thing. I wonder if Bill, you know, McDaniels was the one guy who had a clue and he said to him, what do you think? And McDaniels told him, he said, I see it the same way. Sit tight. We'll settle it at the end of camp.
There's been Gasper has said this many times. I think others have as well. Oh, yeah, and Ted Johnson has a great take on Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels is pants off for Mac Jones. And Ted Johnson's take is that Mac Jones is Josh McDaniels' ticket to the next job. That he's, you know, his name is mud in NFL circles. He's not a hot candidate anymore. He's not getting the looks he was once getting for head coaching opportunities. He wants to be a head coach again, and Mac Jones is his ticket. If they win game 17-16 with running the ball with Cam Newton and playing defense, Josh McDaniels doesn't get any credit. If he flips this rookie quarterback and wins throwing the ball with a rookie quarterback, that's his ticket to the next job. So I think Josh McDaniels is heavily invested in this decision. Now, did he talk Bill into it? That's a whole nother story. We got one final segment of your excellent phone calls as the Mac Jones era begins here in New England. First, an update from Arcan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to Believe.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
He's NFL ready this second. There is no project. He's ready this moment.
It looks like they are hurrying him. They are pushing him in a direction. They are trying to throw more and more at him because it seems like so far he might make mistakes when you throw stuff at him, but he's going to learn, and he's not going to make the same mistake again.
There's a difference between the first-round rookie and a fourth-round, third-year quarterback.
Cam Newton is going to have to hold off Mac Jones.
Here comes the rookie Mac Jones. Welcome. Welcome to the NFL.
About the play fake. Finds
Bourne in the hole. First down, New England.
I just got a text from somebody within the Patriots organization who pointed out that Mac Jones is handling things, quote, very well, very smart, very hard worker, steady progress. These are all the types of things behind the scenes that you want to feel about Mac Jones.
Jones rides the pocket, moving up and firing a dart to Olszewski.
Wow.
Jones facing pressure. Firing to Olszewski. And that time for first and goal to go.
Mac Jones show.
A first and 10. And a quick throw. Open and completed to Isaiah Zuber. Touchdown, Patriots.
I'm here to play any role that I can play and help in any way I can, and I'm going to be ready whenever my time comes.
Jim McBride, breaking news. The Patriots have released Cam Newton.
What?
Mac Jones, the starting quarterback in New England.
All right, fine work there by Jimmy Stewart putting that together. Cam Newton out, Mac Jones in. Here we go. Final segment of your wonderful phone calls. I'll go back to them unless Maz or Christian Arcand have a fresh thought before we get out of here. Any fresh thoughts there, Arcand?
Yeah, one quick fresh thought, and that is I see people saying that this is, you know, what I'm saying is ridiculous because Bill Belichick has, you know, the last word on all these things. And to that, I would just say he didn't with Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski was going to get traded to the Detroit Lions, and Bill Belichick was overruled. So it's happened before, and it happened with a very important player. It's another important player right now. It's one I think we all agreed that Bill Belichick had this weird blind spot for, and this is the only thing that really makes any sense to me. I know it sounds like this crazy hot take, but it honestly is the only thing that makes any sense to me.
It's a crazy hot take, and I love it. Jones has taught you well. So there you go.
At the moment, I'd like to hear from the people.
Okay, let's hear from the people, shall we? Anthony and Lowell. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to bring up a point as to why maybe they held on to Newton until today. Maybe it was for the competition, for Mac Jones, you know, to kind of rattle his cage a little bit, keep him mentally sharp, keep him in the competitive, you know, mode and mindset that you need to, be prepared for the regular season
games.
Yeah,
something like that. Maybe. They had already had a month of camp and preseason games and joint practices. I mean, by that point, I think Mac Jones had established his work ethic and competitiveness and focus. That was already in the tank. So I don't know if they needed another 4 or 5 days of that. I think he could have used some extra reps. But I think maybe part of it was that Bill just didn't want to deal with the thing until he had to. In other words, the media was still out there at camp every day, out there at every practice. A lot of availability, a lot of eyes on everything. And if Bill made the switch last week, it was another 4 or 5 days. He would have to deal with it, and Mac Jones would get sunshine blown up his skirt. And maybe Bill just said, I'm going to put this off as long as I can.
Well, and Cam has to deal with it too, right? Like, you know, and then it becomes, what are you going to do with Cam? Is he your backup? So it introduces this whole other storyline, and Bill said, you know, I'm just going to do it all in one fell swoop and rip off the Band-Aid.
And here we go. Now it's Tuesday. There's nothing tomorrow. There's a Bill conference call tomorrow.
8 a.m.
I'm not sure what their practice schedule is Thursday, Friday, but the media access is now limited. No one's allowed in the locker room. You don't get players coming off the field. They can closely control who's talking to who and when, and the cameras have to leave after they're done stretching. And so it's really, you can just really control it more. And maybe Bill is just waiting for, because he just didn't want to deal with the business and the nonsense of making this move then. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I do think there was a psychology behind it, though, that I find interesting. Chris in Dorchester. Go, Chris.
Hi, you guys have been playing that clip of Colin Cowherd earlier, and he mentioned something about the report last week, and how it was a warning shot to fans that he was going to let Cam go.
Yep.
I think it was more about a warning shot to Cam of, hey, you better get vaccinated by cut day or else you're gone.
I mean, that's a possibility. I'm not going to rule that out. Did he refuse to get vaccinated? And they said, well, this just isn't going to work, and so we have to give your release. It's possible.
But I'll tell you, though, that is a...
Okay, we have breaking news.
I'll shut up.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
2 minutes ago, Burt Breer, per the wire, the Patriots have released Brian Hoyer.
Okay. Jimmy had that one first, Jimmy's phone. So the question is, are they doing that just to get someone onto IR and then putting them back on the roster. As we described earlier, to put someone on injured reserve, they first have to be on your roster. So N'Keal Harry, for example, if they want to put him on injured reserve, he has to make the roster, the 53, at 4 o'clock today. Then, whether I don't know how much time has to pass, but a certain amount of time has to pass, maybe till tomorrow morning, whatever. You then put N'Keal Harry on injured reserve, and you can put Brian Hoyer back on the roster. So it could be just a formality like that. It could be a technicality like that, or they could be clearing the decks for some other quarterback coming in here.
And Breer did tweet a follow-up to his that says, my guess would be exactly what you just said. This is to get a veteran to short-term IR N'Keal Harry with the idea that they will re-sign Hoyer.
Okay. I still think they need another move at that position.
Me too.
And, you know, I don't know who, and I just think Bedard said earlier they can wait for Stidham, who's coming off of an injury, and they actually liked Stidham this offseason. They were happier with him this offseason than they were the year before. But I don't know. I mean, there's not anything more viable than Hoyer or Stidham to back up a young rookie quarterback who's a little undersized and already might be dinged up. So I still don't love their quarterback room, put it to you like that. I'm happier about their starter like we all are. But that room, no. Jay and Clinton, go ahead, Jay.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good timing with the Hoyer thing. Is Jimmy Garoppolo still on the table? I know they have $25 million spent on him.
So Jimmy, are the Niners one of the teams that have formally released their roster?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
So Garoppolo's not coming here.
So Jimmy has some reporting on that as well. Why is Garoppolo not coming here, Jimmy?
Because Bill wanted to adjust his money. Garoppolo and the agent said no, and that was that. Bill has moved on.
So Garoppolo was plan A. They tried to get him in here. They could have gotten him in here in a trade with San Francisco. The holdup was Garoppolo's contract. Garoppolo didn't want to renegotiate it or take a big haircut. And so Bill, I think, has moved on. Ship has sailed. That story is over. And, you know, maybe I think if you still have designs like that, the trading deadline's November 2nd. Mac Jones gets hurt. Trey Lance plays well. The Niners go to Trey Lance. You need a quarterback. That's what it would take, Mass. That's what it would take.
That means I don't have to give it up for another couple of months at least. You know, September, October, in play, more Jimmy G talk. I still got the shirt and the helmet. Good.
I think it's all but done. And frankly, I kind of want it done. I'm kind of out on Jimmy Garoppolo for the first time in a while, Mass, because I think Garoppolo blocks Mac Jones. Now, if Mac Jones is hurt, like if Mac Jones
that's different.
Rips an ACL or something like this, then that changes the whole story, you know, where Mac Jones would be done for the year and you don't know what he's going to look like coming back next year. It'd be something like that. Then that's different. But otherwise, I think Jimmy Garoppolo here is not a good bridge guy anymore because Bill likes him too much. He's probably too good, would probably win too many games. He'd probably end up blocking Mac Jones, at least for a time. I mean, I don't know. I want the decks cleared for Mac Jones.
That ship has sailed. So again, you know, I say it as a joke, like, oh, I'll get another couple of months out of it. If Jones gets hurt, that's different. And again, depending on what happens in San Francisco, you invested all this money in this team. What are you going to do? Give up the season?
No, Maz, we've adjusted and we've realigned our passions. The Rizzinator.
Yes, exactly.
That's the
Rizzinator. Yes. I'll be digging in on Anthony Rizzo in the baseball hour for at least the next month.
The new Italian Stallion here on Felger Mass. Ryan in the car. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I'm 100% with Arkant here. This is definitely Kraft calling in and saying, listen, everything I just did for all the COVID stuff, getting all the supplies here, getting everyone vaccinated, opening up the store, the Gillette. He absolutely said this is a terrible PR for us to have a QB that's not vaccinated. And Belichick actually did the right thing. And instead of, you know, taking away from Mac Jones in the locker room, he cut Newton to get him out. I think that's both.
Okay.
I think both people had effect.
It came from Kraft. I don't believe it, but I'll allow for it. I'm all for the Palace Q. You know me. John and Dedham. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I just want to talk about, you guys were talking about not being pumped up about Gilmore being out 6 weeks in Tampa Bay coming to town week 4 and what that could present to us. Made me think about like the Giants 2011, 2007 Super Bowl teams where they were able to get Tuck and Umanyara and Strahan after Brady and kind of throw him off his game.
just kind of hoping that front seven is as legit as they look, and maybe we can get after him and knock him around a little bit in week four.
Yeah, you think Belichick's going to go after Brady in week four or what?
Hell yes! Up the middle! Right up the middle! That's the way to do it. Confuse that Bucs offensive line and drill him into next week. That's going to be fun. Like that, to me, that game, and I understand how the media is going to play it, is still Bill against Tom. And so that part of it, honestly, fascinates me. I do wish Gilmore were playing in that game.
Of course.
But the idea that Bill would say, you know what?
Godwin, Evans, Antonio Brown, Gronkowski, Brait, O.J. Howard. How come I don't have to hear the Tampa Bay Buccaneers talk about not having money to surround Tom Brady? Isn't that interesting?
Didn't they get a running back, too, who can catch the ball?
Here for 20 years.
They signed somebody. I can't remember who the hell it was.
Tom, we can't pay this guy. We can't pay that guy. You have to take less so we can surround you with talent. We're still going to have to let guys go every year. How come Tampa just brought everybody, every single guy back and paid Brady a market contract?
Oh, Giovanni Bernard is the guy I'm thinking of. They signed Giovanni Bernard.
Do they have a different salary cap than the Patriots do?
No, what they did, though, is they did let a bunch of guys go on defense.
Oh, no, that's right. They brought back every single guy and added Ndamukong Suh. Interesting. Interesting. I thought there was a cap. I thought you couldn't possibly do. I thought you couldn't pay a quarterback market rate and surround him with good talent and pay everybody to stay. I thought that was impossible. Oh, it turns out it's not. It was just the crap they fed Brady for 20 years. You bought it out there. So did Tom for a time till he didn't.
I want Belichick to blitz the crap out of him up the middle. I do. I want him to send Hightower, Van Noy, Uche, and Judon all out there to kill the quarterback.
This is another surprise, though, Maz. We have to admit, it is now not just Belichick v. Brady week four. It's Mac versus Brady. I did not see that one coming.
It's going to be a fun season.
Right, final word comes your way next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Maz. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cut down day tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Yep.
For the Patriots. Give me a surprise. Can I give you one surprise?
Yes, give me one.
Cam Newton. Okay, I mean, I think he's going to start the year, but if he's not going to start the year, they're better off moving on now and not inviting that thing, okay? Tomorrow, wow. 4 p.m.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody. I couldn't help just playing that clip real quick. If you're watching on the simulcast, you heard it here. I did say that at the end of the Mike Holly show last night. Surprise cut, Cam Newton. Gotten everything else wrong about this. But, slipped that one in there to cover myself. I had my bet with Tom Curran, so I want a bottle of tequila if I want to collect on it. I really don't, because Tom Curran's the only one who really had this right. Tom Curran's really the only one. Phil Perry a little bit. Phil Perry wavered a little bit. Wavered more than Tom Curran, who said it's Mac Jones from the start and never wavered and was, by the end of it, the only one on his island. He was on an island. And he said it would be Mac Jones, and he was the only one that had this right. But I did bet him that Bill would release it and announce it before this week ended. And so I guess that's the only part I was right about, that he wasn't going to carry this into next week.
So you got the big bottle of tequila.
I got the bottle of tequila. I texted him the big picture of Casa Azul this morning, $160 retail, boom. But you know what? I'm not going to collect.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
What?
It's
kind of weak.
Like a passive aggressive, like, oh, I got this one right. Right. Yeah, not really. Kind of wavered on it.
Exactly. And Tom was the only one who had it really right from the start that it was going to be Mac Jones.
Wait a minute. The bet was when the announcement was coming.
I know.
No. I'd collect on that sucker. Bring it in.
I said, buy me a Diet Sprite from the soda machine at work.
And Murray will drink during the break.
That's true.
So all right.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Arkan. Go ahead. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. That's all we're going to do. Fine.
That's a good final word.
Yeah, well, there you go. Felger wins a bottle of tequila.
Whee!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.